Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Comes down to one last play. And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! This town is going crazy!
That's CBS on the call. You know what call that was. Good old Fail Mary. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score as we continue to talk about the Bears talking a mandatory minicamp yesterday and our takeaways. It would have been nice to have a takeaway on that play. I said it. I'm sorry. Somebody had to. I give the Bears credit for giving us the players who we really want to talk to so far at minicamp. Like the day before, for example, Marshall, we had guys on the offense who we know are really focused on what the role is going to be for them, and it might be different in DJ Moore. And then we had Cole Kmet as well and DeAndre Swift. And then yesterday, to hear from Jaquan Brisker was huge. Ben Johnson again with more information. And also, Tyreek Stevenson.
Listen, they've done a great job. Shout out to Aaron Clark and the Bears PR staff in terms of, hey, these are the guys people want to hear from. Let's make sure that we make them available. Three on offense and then three on defense. Very interesting to see who comes out today to speak. But also Ben Johnson talking every day. And the last question asked to Ben Johnson yesterday was one I was kind of like, oh, okay, this is interesting, because they asked him, who's really stood out to you at camp? And he said, literally, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head, but I will have that answer for you tomorrow. So now we know we're going to get a great answer on that question specifically. I'm really interested to hear how he answers that.
In the business, that's what we call a tease.
Sure is.
But I think for him, you can really tell, even just based on the few plays that we've heard about, whether it's from media, observers, whatever. I think Clay did a really good job of that on the first day. But then also, based on what he's saying, that he really is into the details and the process right now.
Detail.
And if you will, the scheme.
So detail's important. Forgotten detail from last year in that Fail Mary game is that Tyreek Stevenson had one more play to play while he was waving to fans. And I say waving, taunting is the word I was looking for. Sorry.
He was not focused.
He was not focused.
He was not focused on the play.
Or the details.
And you know, remember the week leading up to it when I was like, oh man, I think there's a chance this Bears game gets flexed. And then we're like, no, that would have already happened by now, right? But we didn't know because we don't cover a team that gets flexed very often. Wow. How would we know how that procedure works? Then we find out, huzzah, the Bears game has been flexed. It's going to be the matchup of two great rookie quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, upstart teams, new people around them. And then,
yeah, bad things happen. Tyreek Stevenson, not only did he not play the defense he was supposed to, but he ended up not being in position and tipping the ball to the player who would catch the game-winning touchdown. So you're wondering, okay, Tyrique Stevenson now has maybe a fresh start because he's got a brand new coaching staff that he's working with. But listen to what he had to say about having a fresh start with the new staff going back to that play.
I wouldn't say a fresh start. I would just say some of the guys come out with the same mentality. We add some pieces in, add some dogs, and now it's time to hunt now.
Ben said that he hasn't really talked to you about the Hail Mary play last year. Has Al Harris or any of the new coaches been like, so what happened there?
There's really no conversation need to be had. I owned it. It was a mistake. I just happened to play a sport where my mistake is just national televised, and I feel like they can. I feel like talking to me and going through the meetings, they can see that I already owned it up to it. And I owe the guys from last year nothing but effort and myself, and they see that I'm putting it in. So it's really no conversation need to be had.
I disagree. I strongly disagree with Tyrique Stevenson's assessment of the situation, and that's the play that everyone knows him for. In NFL circles, in football circles, in the city of Chicago.
Most importantly, our listeners.
Yes.
Yeah, so do you know how many times we hear about Tyrique Stevenson and the Fail Mary all the time? We've blocked hundreds of people on the text line. Y'all probably don't even know sometimes. When it comes to the amount of times we have heard about Tyrique Stevenson, the amount of times people bring up his name when it comes to the word discipline simply being uttered by anyone on the Bears. I'm talking anybody. It could be Kevin Warren's super secret assistant. If somebody mutters the word discipline, somebody who listens to our station is going to reply back, Tyrique Stevenson. That is how the law of this physics is working these days. You know, I think it's great that you don't think you need a conversation. I think you need to be on the damn football field to figure out whether or not you need a conversation about this. I think you need to show me every single play.
Well, we're not in pads yet, so
I need them to be.
I get it.
And this is my message.
I don't get why no one, if that's true, has talked to him. Here's what Ben Johnson had to say about being asked if he had talked to Tyrique about that play.
And obviously last year he had the Hail Mary play that became a big storyline nationally. Have you talked to him about it? Had a back and forth with him about, hey, what happened here? Hey, you can't do that. Anything like that.
No, I think he learned his lesson from that. And his peers have certainly talked to him about it. And it wasn't really any reason for me or the staff to piggyback on that, because he's learned from it. He's grown from it. And what's in the past is in the past. And we're moving forward.
I want to know what the conversation they had was about, because Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson has had these extensive conversations, which were probably designed to go about 15 minutes to a half hour, that have ended up going an hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on who you ask on the Bears roster.
Saying, yes.
And so what were y'all talking about? That's what I'm really keyed in on and wondering, not just what he was talking about with him, but what did Dennis Allen talk about with him? What did Al Harris talk about? I need to know.
It's impossible to say that this was something that wasn't going to hang over your head. Like, that's just, I appreciate you thinking, like, again, you all can say you've moved on and that's cool. That's your job. Our job is to examine how these things come together in a way that lets us know more about your football team and what we can expect to see and what fans are talking about. And fans are very much still talking about this. Like, that's incredibly the case. Like, I don't know how to reiterate that anymore. So when it comes to Ben saying what he needs to say, I get that. But come on, man. You can't tell me that if there's not a preseason game, I'm talking like a drive, where you see him slacking after everything we've heard these coaches say about body language and details and discipline, that you're not giving him a shorter hook.
I think that's the case.
Come on.
I think that's obviously going to be the case. But I obviously, here's how I look at it. Tyrique Stevenson is on his P's and Q's. The I's are dotted. The T's are crossed. It's like the best version of cursive writing you can read, because he knows everything's got to be on point. The syntax has to be perfect. Everything this man does this season is being watched. He's going into year number three. And I actually think that this is going to benefit him in the long run, because I think Tyrique Stevenson understands what the stakes are, not only for the team, the Bears, his performance and how that impact, that memory is seared into his mind. It will never leave. He's never going to forget that play and what happened and the aftermath. And so because of that, I think that Tyrique Stevenson is primed to have a Pro Bowl season under Dennis Allen. He's primed because the talent has never been lacking. No one's ever questioned whether or not this man had talent.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wait a second.
What?
Can we get a sound effect or something? No, it's got to be something else. We play that as elation. This is like a Marshall Harris hot take we have to keep track of.
I don't think it's a hot take.
Hold on, maybe that's it. And now it's time for a Marshall Harris hot take we have to keep track of. I don't know, I'll work on it.
You might want to clip that right there, what Layla just did, but I don't think it's a hot take. Here's why. The talent is undeniable, like the ability, right? He's a second round pick. Big things were expected out of him. Has he been consistent enough? Absolutely not. Has he shown flashes of how good he could be? And year three is when you take that big step, usually, at any position on defense especially. So I love, under Dennis Allen, for him to have the chance to really let loose and go free. Just listen to what he had to say about Dennis Allen specifically and how he might be used.
Honestly, how I look at it, he allow us to make our money. Honestly, you're a corner, you're a cover corner, and, you know, you got to cover the guys in his league, and his defense allows you to go out there and build your confidence up week after week, playing man after man on any receiver. So just building that confidence up allows you to go make the plays or take them certain risks that you wouldn't take if you was never put in that position before.
See, I love the comment about allowing us to make our money, by the way.
He knows what time it is.
That's a G statement. You know who I think of when I think of two examples on the team, even in the same relative position group? Is that I think about how Kyler Gordon used his second year to have an absolutely fabulous third season. Yeah, I consider the way he used that year, even after we saw some real struggles in his rookie season.
Remember where he came from in that year one.
To be able to springboard, where we saw him at times fall down at the line of scrimmage, unfortunately. And I was like, man, my patience with you, sir. And then he's like, no, Layla, let me show you my second season. And it was tremendous. And then we saw how that turned into his third season, which we're talking about. You know, where we're asking the question, has he led himself up to that level, that Pro Bowl level that you speak of? And I thought, what a great example that is for a guy like Tyrique Stevenson. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. You know, we saw regression in the second year, which is wild to say when you consider how good his rookie season was and what his talent is. Like, he is a guy like that who is really good at searching for a ball, having that skill. Like, the way he sees a field, I think, is really important. And to know all of that and then to see it wasted on performance like what we saw, I think that that is a... It's sad that that didn't happen. You know, it's sad that that example didn't mean more as a way to... Not that I'm saying he had to model his whole year after him, but that you can see where that can take you, you know?
For him specifically, here's why I believe he's primed for the Pro Bowl season. Not just the talent, not just a fresh start with a defensive coordinator who's going to put him in position to make plays. When he talks about taking risks, when he talks about how much the Dennis Allen system is built on the ability to get deflections, pass breakups, all that. But he isn't a guy who has to have a big season and then wait the next season because, oh, that was just your first big season. He's already on everyone's radar. People know who Tyrique Stevenson is, for better or for worse. And everybody loves a comeback story. Everyone loves a comeback story. That's what this has the potential to be in year three.
I feel like you're coaching him up right now. You're like, you have the potential to make the Pro Bowl. You have a potential to have a comeback season. Everybody loves a good comeback story. I also want to point out what 847 is saying to on the text line, because I've brought this up. You know, Tyrique Stevenson has done some things after the snap when he's facing off with players where he has physical contact. He got away with it against the Texans, if you recall. But that wasn't the case later. These are big personal fouls that we're talking about. It wasn't just one play where there was an issue. And 847 says, what about his history of punching and slapping other players? Is he going to stop that crap too? I hope so. I hope so too. Because again, that's part of this. Like, what do we think of when we think of CJ Gardner-Johnson? He gets under people's skin. And he'll cost your team with penalty yards. And you know what else? He'll cost your opposing player to do something dumb, like hitting somebody in the head with a helmet on.
And
the helmet protects your head. Do you see what I'm saying?
I love that point that you just made, because here's what I believe. I believe after 2 years of playing in the NFL, he's found somewhat of a balance in terms of the getting under the skin, but also not letting his emotions get out of control where he's costing you yards. I think under Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen and Al Harris, he's really going to have a chance to flex his muscles in a way and now under control, because he's just more experienced. He's been good. He had a nice kind of bow on the season, if you look back at what happened in the win against Green Bay.
Yeah.
I really like where this is headed for Stevenson as an individual, and by way of his individual play, where the defense could be headed if they can, you know, get to the quarterback.
There's that Marshall coach up again. No, Marshall's trying to coach him up. Why is that a bad thing?
I'm not trying to coach him up. I'm making observations. That's it.
I think you sound like an experienced football coach just trying
I'm
to coach
definitely
him
not
up.
That. My coaching skills go to Tecmo Super Bowl, and that's about it.
Both can be true.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.